Hello, everyone. Dr. Chris Martinson here, of course, and I'm here with an off-the-cuff. This is a solo off-the-cuff. You know, usually I have a guest. Today, I'm my own guest. I have something that's really been on my mind ever since that report I wrote that came out last Friday, right before the election, and it was on the Great Reset. And I know, listen, today's November 4th, and everybody's, you know, really focused on the election and Trump and this and that and what's happening, but I just want to, let me get myself ready here. This is really important stuff. It's actually changed the way I've thought about a lot of things. Without putting too fine a point on it, everything that I've been talking about as a probable outcome is now happening. It's happening. It's here. No more waiting. The waiting's over. That's the good news. It comes with a lot of uncertainty, of course, and maybe just a little anxiety over what the plans actually are, but it centers on this idea of the Great Reset. And if you read my piece and if you've been tracking some of the comments I've been making and all the other fine comments other people have been making at the site, you know that this Great Reset has been a long time in the making. And I got to be honest, I'm not entirely unsympathetic to the idea of the Great Reset. Not entirely sympathetic to the methods that are being employed or the way that they tend to go about these things, which is, you know, they don't exactly come out with the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, right? They feel always like they have to couch things and lie or you know, not be direct in terms of what they're after and why. And I'm maybe even sympathetic to that too. I mean, if you look at the context that the average person has, it's so small that I don't think you could just up and give giant belief reorienting material. Because think about this, the little person, me, you, we've been marketed to and we are marketed to on a daily basis that the economy, jobs, we need jobs, we need economic growth, we need all this stuff. And this whole idea of infinite economic growth, which you and I know through the crash course is very obviously an unsustainable option. It's not going to happen. It can't happen, right? There's a limit in there. But that's never admitted anywhere out in public. But you know that they're thinking about this. Why? How? Because we're thinking about it. If we can think about it, they can think about it. I mean, this is not the kind of concepts in the crash course about the impossibility of infinite exponential growth is not exactly like super, you know, graduate level math. It's all very simple logic. You just can't grow forever on a finite planet. So, with that said, I want to talk about what this Great Reset is now, and I'm going to do it in the style here that I've grown accustomed to doing the COVID stuff. So this is a private for subscribers only off the cuff here, and I would ask that you keep it here behind the paywall because this allows me to say things that I can't say out in public or won't say out in public. So this is the Great Reset. It's happening. It's happening. And this reorients a lot of how I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, what I plan to do, what my priorities are. I've just gone through an extremely large shift in my thinking over the past week or so. So let's start here. Let's start here. This is a piece that came out in 2016, I believe. Yeah. So this comes from the World Economic Forum. We'll get into that crowd in a minute. That's the Davos crowd, right? These are the world's billionaires, leaders of companies, CEOs, big bankers. It's basically everybody who's everybody in this world of money and finance and commerce and corporations and all that. But here's what they put out a while ago in 2016. And I'm bringing this up because I think they just laid it out. They said, here's how they see the world. And here's how they see the world in 2030. And so they put this out 2016, 14 years ago. Wow. Now we're only, you know, slightly under 10 years, depending on how you count, to 2030. So, and I put three words to the side, which is assess, orient, and act. And it's not different than when you get caught in a riptide.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.